we go. Now we're live. Well, no, we're not live. We're on the podcast, but we're also live.
We are.
Live on TikTok. So finally hit 1,000 followers,
Woo!
Subscribers, whatever you want to talk about. That's awesome. That's
Thank
great
you.
News. High five. 1,000 followers. That's great. I would say that's an accomplishment. I don't have 1,000 followers on any account. Well,
mm-hmm.
besides my old Facebook, but that's dumb.
We won't get into that.
Yeah, that's dumb. Anyway, so we just, well, it's still not finished up. Litwick Community Day. Kind of halfway through it. Well, I guess the end of it already happened, but we're through the...
Who are you?
Ooh, yeah. I'm Pokey Guy Chris. I'm Chris with my wonderful co-host.
Katie.
As she is always helping me out and, you know, obviously pointing out when I fuck up, which is great.
What?
Hey, no, that's okay. As I just said, it's great.
I
it's
give
great
you compliments
thing.
And
oh,
stuff, too.
All the time. All the time, babe. You definitely do. So, what are you drinking on? What are you drinking on? Before I get further.
I am drinking on my new Van Gogh Monet cup that we got from our King Tut immersion thing yesterday.
Yeah, King
and
Tut
And I am
immersive.
Drinking Sunset Blush. They were all out of my pink Moscato. And my regular Moscato, so I had to resort to Sunset Blush.
Ah, it's okay there, babes.
What about you?
I got me a nice new whiskey glass from the King Tut exhibit yesterday. And it's got a cool little gold scarab beetle on it. That's fucking dope. And yeah, I'm drinking whiskey out of it. My good old Banana Ellington whiskey. And we're going to have some sparkling black raspberry soda with it, too.
Water.
So, what? Okay. Yeah. Carbonated flavor water.
Uh-huh.
A.K.A. soda.
Whatever.
I mean, it is just a fancy word for soda.
Fancy schmancy.
Fancy schmancy. But yeah, how was that? How did you enjoy the King Tut tomb yesterday? That was fun,
it was,
right?
It was interesting. It wasn't like I thought it was going to be, but it was cool. It was dope.
Yeah, it definitely was not what I thought it was going to be either, but it's okay.
Yep.
I mean, it was a good time. I still had a great time.
Yeah, for
and,
sure, for sure.
Did you play any Pokemon while we were out there?
No.
I did a little. By a little, I mean I opened it up when we first got there, and I caught, like, two things, which was the Morlul. There
yeah.
we go. Caught one of them yesterday, so that was real cool.
Nice.
Yeah. Other than that, no, I mean, Pokemon Go has been pretty boring recently. Spooky season. That's probably the only reason why I'm hopping back on this thing. It's been a good break, though. I mean, we've been pretty quiet with Pokemon Go. We haven't been playing too much.
Yeah.
Okay. Keeps messing up on me. All right. Little sip. And I guess we'll start off with moving right into what the hell we did today, Community Day.
Yep.
How'd you do there, Bibbs?
I did pretty good. 9 shinies on my main so far, and I'm pretty sure I got like 5 on my alt. So pretty good. And we still got those raids that are going to be open up in a couple minutes here, so we'll have that as well.
That's right. I was going to say we will have them raids.
So.
And that goes on till what, 10 o'clock? I think 10.
I think so.
I'm not mistaken. I'll double check here in a second, but right now we are doing the Festival of Lights. Well, not right now at this current second, but we are currently in the Festival of Lights event. And that started, what, Friday?
Yep.
What? Wow, it's only 3 days? I don't know. I just feel like it's been longer than that before. Obviously, I am wrong.
And it'll go to Monday, October 17th. 8 p.m. your local time. So if you haven't completed that today view research that they have, definitely look into that.
You got a couple days.
Yep. And chance for a more lull.
Thank you for joining the live, by the way.
Yes. Hello.
Yes. So, yeah, we got the bonuses. What are the bonuses for the Festival of Lights?
An increased chance of encountering a shiny Chinchou. 2x XP for catching Pokemon, 2x candy for catching Pokemon, and incense activated during the event will last for 2 hours. All right.
Whoa, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't activated an
Surprise.
incense since, well,
Yeah.
today, Community
Right.
Day, but wow, 2 hour incense. That's pretty dope. Double candy, that's always good.
Yeah, we've got a Pokemon debut.
Which I caught yesterday, Mr. Merlot. No, I'm kidding.
More lull.
Merlal.
Yes.
That's my bad. And it evolves into
Shinotic, right?
Shinotic?
Shinotic,
Yeah. Yeah,
Shinotic.
I would say that.
I think.
I think that Pokemon is supposed to represent the shiitake mushroom. I'm
Hey.
almost positive.
So it takes 50 more lull candies in order to evolve it to the Shinnoctic.
Pretty dope. Pretty good.
And we have Pokemon in the wild. We've got Pikachu, Vulpix, Magnemite, Chinchou, Litleo. All of those can be shiny chances.
And Litwick now as well.
Yes.
And also Helioptile, Dedenne, and Morlul. Okay, so you have me still saying that, motherfucker. And
And
if you're lucky.
if you are super lucky, I mean, this is pretty super lucky, honestly. I'm not gonna lie, but Galarian Ponyta, shiny chance, heck
I
yeah,
want that shiny Pokemon. I love Ponyta.
froze.
Love Ponyta.
Love Galarian Ponyta. Did I tell you one of my kids gave me a holo Galarian Ponyta card?
Oh, really?
Yeah,
Oh, that's so sweet.
that's why I was asking what my favorite Pokemon was. Yeah, so I've got that in my purse. And Togedemaru.
Oh, yes. Togedemaru. The, I guess, clone Pikachu?
It's a hedgehog.
Okay.
So,
But it's a metal electric type, so that's dope.
yes.
Yeah, our increased incense encounters. I didn't even know this was a thing, so that fact that I'm going over this right now, kind of shocking. At least now I know, and then now I'll fucking go out there and use some incense, because you get Alolan Geodude, Blitzel, Duramaka, Litwick, all those can be shiny, Dedenne, and Morlul.
Yes, and then if you're lucky, the Galarian Ponyta and Galarian Duramaka, both shiny chances.
And those are specifically on incense, right?
Yeah,
Pretty
that's
sure.
what it said.
Okay. Yeah, those are
But
specifically
your incense
incense.
lasts for 2 hours, so that's not bad.
That's pretty fucking good.
Yeah, for reals.
I'm digging the 1-star raids. We got Ponyta, Duramaka, Dedenne, Morlul.
I wouldn't mind doing a Morlul. Definitely want to do a Galarian Ponyta.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe a Duramaka, because I have the Galarian Duramaka as a shiny, but I don't have the regular one
I
as a
don't
shiny.
either.
So I wouldn't mind that. In 3-star raids, we have a Alolan Raichu, Galarian Weezing, Mawile, and Hisuian Braviary. All of those can be shiny chances. And then for our 5-star raid, we have Xerneas, which can be shiny now. Super exciting.
That is a pretty cool looking shiny, too, by the way. This is pretty
Yeah.
dope.
And then what do we have for Mega Raid?
Our mega raids, we got Mega Manectric.
A can
Hey,
also be
get at
shiny
it.
chance as well.
Yes. We got some field research tasks. Catch 5 Pokemon. That'll get you a Chinchou shiny chance. By the way, Chinchou during the Festival of Lights. I don't know if we mentioned this already yet or not. But Chinchou during the Festival of Lights will have a increased shiny chance. So keep an eye out for that shit. Gonna be worth it. Actually, I don't think I have one, so.
And it glows on the bottom. The
Oh,
little
yes.
lantern thingies give a
Yes.
little like a makes it illuminate on the
It
bottom of
will
it.
illuminate.
Catch 10 Pokemon, you get a Blitzle chance for a shiny.
Catch 15, you can get yourself a Merlot.
Power up Pokemon 5 times for a Dedenne.
And hatch an egg, you get yourself a Galarian Ponyta. I love it.
And then send 5 gifts and add a sticker to each one. You can get either an Electabuzz or a Magmar.
That's kind of lame.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Whatever.
The Festival of Lights research, so timed or today view research, whatever you want to call it. You get 25, what is it, catch 25 Pokemon, hatch 2 eggs, make 15 nice throws, make 10 great ball throws, or 10 great throws, make 5 curveball throws, use 10 berries to help catch Pokemon, and what's those rewards?
We got 25 Pokeballs, more lol, 20 great balls. Is that 10 Ultra Balls? I don't have my glasses on.
That is 10.
10 Pineapple Berries, a Dedenne, and then the ending reward is going to be a Galarian Ponyta and 2,500 XP. So that's just page one. There is a second page. So catch 25 Pokemon, walk 5 kilometers, evolve 3 Pokemon, make 10 great throws, spin 25 Pokestops or gyms, take snapshots of 10 different wild Pokemon, and you get
25 Pokeballs, 3 golden raspberries, a Chinchou, could be shiny, 20 great balls, 3 silver pineapps, and a Litwick, which also can be shiny now because of Community Day. And then you also get this dope ass pose. Actually, I don't know how dope it is, but it looks
sparkler. You're holding a sparkler. Sparkler
okay.
pose.
Okay.
Cute.
And then 2,500 XP. Okay, that's
nice.
Pretty cool. Here, I'm gonna say, let's check out the little video real quick.
Oh,
okay. I like
cute.
That. I like that. That's pretty cool looking. All
nifty.
Right.
So you're just like,
hey, you're just
holding in, going back
around.
And forth.
That's
be cooler
cool.
if you could like.
Yeah, do some tricks
do,
with
do
it.
Some
or like
stuff
just
with
zigzags
it, right?
Or something.
That's just asking for too much, though.
Of course, Shiny Chinchou and Shiny Lantern are going to be increased because I said that a second ago. God damn, it looks dark as shit outside.
And we've got some stickers for the event. So there's a More Lull sticker, there's a Shinoctic sticker, and amongst other stickers as well. The fall ones are pretty stinking
the fall
cute.
Ones,
I'm
yeah,
not gonna lie.
I really like the fall ones. Those are pretty dope. I like these infographics. I don't know what it is, but I always end up I won't, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, but we've already went
yeah,
over.
Yeah, we
all
went
of
through
that,
all the
so.
Infographic shit. I mean, for the most part, yeah. But yeah, that's Festival of Lights. I think it's gonna be pretty cool. I want to get out there, hopefully. I've been very lazy when it comes to it. But also, I haven't been very motivated. Niantic
yeah.
has not been very, I don't know.
Not very enticing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, that is what it
check
is.
Check this out.
On Thursday, October 20th, we're going to have Xerneas Raid Day. So that's going to be
on what day?
The 20th. So that's coming up. Oh, okay. So I guess
it's just
going
to be in raids
until the 20th.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
Okay. That's what I said.
My
I was like,
bad.
We're getting a Xerneas raid day, bro.
Well, that's what it seems like, but
yeah,
I need didn't
yeah.
click on it. So my bad. False information. I'm sorry.
All good. Fake news. It's okay. where is the later. Ah, here we go. Upcoming. Ooh, yeah, we could talk about this stupid-ass Hoopa shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my
These
God.
These elite raids.
All right. So, starting Sunday, October 16th, they were going to do it today, Saturday, the 15th, but it interfered with the 4-star raids for Lantern and... Lampent.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, so that got interrupted, so they moved it back to tomorrow.
Well, thank goodness they
yeah.
moved it back at least, because people would have been pissed.
Oh, people were pissed.
Yeah.
That's why they had to move it back, because it started during Community Day and shit. And people on the other side of the world, your Europe's and Australia's and New Zealand's and shit like that, they all got pissed off,
as
which I don't blame
them. There's more than one of each of those.
I'm just saying. There's more than one person at each fucking place, so
yeah,
there's more people.
All right, fine.
So yeah, these elite raids, apparently it's going to be Hoopa that's going to be showing up to these elite raids.
Hoopa Unbound.
Yeah, Hoopa Unbound. Now here's the bullshit to it. You can only do it in person. No remote invites. Can't remote invite. That fucking sucks right there. So it takes 24 hours for this stupid thing to fucking hatch. And then on top of that, it's only available for 30 fucking minutes.
Like, why? What's the point of having a 24-hour drop when it's only open for 30 minutes?
I mean, I guess I understand it, get it done and over with quick, but like, dude, like you couldn't have made that at least like 1.5 hours, 2 hours,
Well, I
like.
mean, why can't it be like a regular raid?
Well, that's what I'm
So,
saying, like an
like,
hour.
right.
Yeah, an hour, but.
Here's a catch to it, though. So you battle in this elite
It's not going to be
raid.
on here.
However, after you complete the raid for 10 minutes, you said, right?
Yes, for 10 minutes. This hasn't technically been confirmed yet, but there has been reports on Twitter and Facebook, TikTok, saying that 10 minutes after the raid, you'll be able to, similar to the community day with Lampent and all the other ones, where you'd raid the 4-star raids, and within that area, 300 meters area, you're going to get 10 minutes of rare spawn. Like super rare spawns. For example, somebody already beat one and there was a Articuno on the nearby.
Articuno, Meditang, couple other, I can't remember
Oh,
some of the other ones.
Mine Fu,
Mindfu, yeah.
just really fucking dope.
Yeah. So, we'll see how it goes. You know, it is what it
Yeah.
is.
Yeah, I'm a little bit bummed out by it, but it's quite all right.
Ha! We're gonna have Xerneas raid hour
Okay,
on Wednesday.
yeah. So, I definitely need to do that. I want to get that shiny. I tried doing it for Yveltal, but I could not get the bank. I could not get the bacon bird.
No bacon bird.
No bacon bird for this guy.
That's all right. Let's see.
Oh, the Halloween event.
Halloween cup coming. Great League.
Oh, were you looking for the Halloween event?
Just keep scrolling.
Oh, what are you looking for down here?
Oh yeah, I was just wondering
Oh, Halloween's right here.
something. Oh. Ah, went right past it.
Yeah, I was gonna
Third
say you went
throw.
right by it.
I don't have my glasses
That's
on.
okay. But hey, it starts this week. Yeah?
Yep,
It
Thursday.
starts this week on Thursday, October 20th. So dope. Now this is just part one.
10 a.m. your local time.
Yeah, so this is just part one. So the spooky part, what is this? Pokemon Go Halloween 2022 event, part one, starts on Thursday, October 20th at 10 a.m. and ends Thursday, October 27th at 8 p.m.
Get ready for a massive Halloween celebration this year with none other than Mega Banette making its Pokemon Go debut in Mega Raids, just like last year.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Just like last year, Pokemon Go's Halloween event will have two parts. Plenty of tricks and treats are in store, including a remix of the Lavender Town music. And Halloween-themed special research, of course, plenty of ghost-type Pokemon will also be in the wild. What are the bonuses?
First things first, I like the Lavender Town music. I think they
Yeah.
remixed it last year and it was really good. So if it's the
It was.
same, yeah, if it's the same, we're all gonna love it. So our bonuses. Typical Halloween bonus, 2x catch candy, 2x candy for hatching, 2x candy for transferring. Trainers level 31 and above will receive one guaranteed Candy XL when walking their buddy.
Hey, how about
That's
that?
pretty
Whoa,
dope.
that looks pretty cool, Mega Banette
Mega
and Shiny Chance. So, bow,
Banette. I needed to pull away from the mic so I didn't get too loud with it.
yeah, wreck my eardrums.
So yeah, we get Mega Bayonet. That's cool. That was data mined a while back ago, but we got it, so that's super dope.
Oh, it is confirmed that they're gonna decorate, explore with decor.
During both parts of the Halloween event, Pokestops and gyms will be decorated for the holiday. We hope you enjoy the colorful decor. Ah, yes.
Yes.
So maybe that was right.
Yeah,
I
hope
hope it is.
so. Oh,
Now,
'cause that was really cool.
it might not be that full like autumn look to it, but maybe like they'll at least put some like scarecrows,
Pumpkins
pumpkins by the
or,
stops and stuff. Like I'm cool with that.
like leaves flowing in the
Yeah.
breeze, something. Nice.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Awesome.
Oh, let's listen to the Lavender Town music. Okay. Yeah, I like this.
Gonna have to turn the my music back on in the game so
Yeah,
we
no,
can
I
hear it.
definitely. That's why I turned mine on for this event, so.
All
All right,
right.
yeah, I like it.
Nice.
Yeah, so
I'm digging it.
that's the Lavender Town music. I mean, I'm excited for it. It's just something different. When they spice up the game, it just feels new. It feels better. What they've been doing for the past couple months feels like shit because it's just the same shit, different. It's the same shit, different. But this is different. Different. Like different, different. I like it. This is why I like Halloween.
We're gonna have Giratina caught from Thursday, October 20th at 10 a.m. to Tuesday, November 1st, my birthday.
It's your birthday.
At 10 a.m. your local time, we'll know the following featured attack. So it will know Shadow Force, which is a shadow type move. In trainer battles, it's gonna be 120 power. In gyms and raids, it'll be 140 power.
That's pretty dope.
That is cool.
Okay, so for the first part, or first, yeah, I guess part one,
First group.
the spawns are going to be Zubat, Ghastly, Haunter, Spinarak, Murkrow. Haunter is the only one that can't be shiny. Mischievous, Sableye, and Chuppet. All those can be shiny. I'll let Katie finish up the
And then we
rest.
got Dusclops, Absol, Drifloom, the Yamask, the regular one, not the Galarian one. Those can be shiny chances except the Dusclops. And then we got Golett, Phantump, and Pumpkaboo.
Pumpkaboo is back.
Yes. What about eggs? 7K eggs.
Okay, so eggs, this kind of pissed me off a little bit. The following Pokemon will be hatching from 7K eggs. These are just 7K eggs. You have Yamask, Galarian Yamask, Golett, Phantump, and Noibat. Noibat can be shiny now, and from what it looks like, you can only get it through eggs, at least in part one of the event. Galarian Yamask and the other Yamask regular are also shiny, but the other two are not.
We have one star raids, which are going to be Sableye, Yamask, and the Galarian Yamask, all shiny chances, and then Purloin, bleh, and Phantump.
I don't know who's doing a Purloin, but if
All
that's your
right.
favorite Pokemon, good for you.
Yeah.
Sorry, but
We
it's
have
dumb.
varying opinions and no.
Yeah, just
Not about it.
don't agree. Okay, and our 3-star raids will have Gengar, Umbreon, Drifloon, and Drapion. So it looks like Gengar is the only one that can be shiny, which is okay.
And then we'll have the altered form of Giratina and 5-star raids, which you can have a shiny chance at. And then, like we said earlier, the Mega Bayonet shiny chance for the Mega Raids. So.
Yeah, for those who don't know, that is the dinosaur-looking Giratina, not the dragon snake form-looking one. Just letting you know.
Good, good trick there.
Yeah, you like
Yeah.
that? Yeah, we'll give him a treat later. Okay, so we don't know the field research tasks for the Halloween encounters for field research, but we do know the Pokemon. It's going to be Chuppet, Duskull, Yamask, Galarian, and normal form, Phantump, And then you're going to be able to get to some mega energy for Gengar and Absol.
The Shop at Duskull and the Yamaskas do have a chance to be shiner.
Special research. Duh. You got to have the special research. This happens every Halloween. This is the spooky Halloween research, special research. Some of us haven't even finished it from last year. Just saying. It happens. You can assist Professor Willow and Ree. So Ree, Rye, Ree, whatever.
Re, Rye, maybe it's Rye. I
I
don't
don't
know.
know. But anyways, you'll be able to assist them in getting a whole bunch. What is the special research will be available to claim Thursday, October 20th until November 1st. So make sure you open it up and at least claim it so you can wait another year to complete it.
Like some of us.
Like some of us. We got timed research. Oh, this is wicked. I like this idea. I might end up doing this. Okay, so why don't you do the first one and I'll do the second.
Okay, so they have like ticketed timed research.
Yeah, like a ticketed experience.
So you can buy for $1
Oops.
a pricing. Let's see. Oh, that's for the just kidding. You can purchase a ticket that grants access to a timed research featuring encounters with Yamask and Galarian Yamask. And then the second ticket option Chris is going to go over.
Now, this is going to be for $5 or equivalent pricing in your local currency, plus taxes and shit like that. But you can purchase this ticket. It'll grant access to timed research featuring increased candy bonuses, additional Halloween theme tasks, sorry, and an avatar pose.
Oh,
Yeah,
nice.
so you get a cool little avatar pose with it. Hopefully they show us. That'd be really cool. Trainers can purchase either one of these tickets
Or
or
both.
both.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Each ticket features unique timed research tasks. Important. Importante. Please note that timed research will expire. The tasks associated with the time research must be completed and their rewards must be claimed by Tuesday, November 1st at 10 a.m.
So the regular special research, you just gotta log on and claim it, and then you can take however long. But this ones that you buy, you have to
Timed,
finish
yep, timed
by
research.
November 1st.
Correct.
So if you get it, don't waste your money. Make sure you finish it so you
So,
can get all of it.
from what this looks like, as long as you're great friends with your friends in, the Today View, whatever it is, or your friends. As long as you're great friends with your friends, you can send them a ticket. You can gift
Nice.
them a
So
ticket.
just like you can do with a community day timed research. Oh, that
Oh, I'm doing it.
pose is awesome.
I'm
What? Okay,
doing the $5 research. That pose
yes.
is just fantastic. I'll go ahead and show people on TikTok my two awesome viewers. This is what we get.
So you're holding a glowing pumpkin with a witch hat and you're like searching around in the darkness. That is cool.
That is super
Definitely.
cool.
Definitely going to do that $5 one
Yeah,
for sure.
I'm definitely
For
doing
that,
that.
just for that pose. Oh,
Shiny Galarian Yamask family? I mean, it's slightly different. I think it's got like a blue eye
instead
instead of
of
a,
a red one
yeah, I think it was
or
purple
yellow
or
or
whatever
pur
it
oh,
was.
purple, I think you're right. Yeah. Purple.
But yeah, I mean, I think we got it last year, so.
Yeah.
This year, though, the shiny Noibat family.
Super dope. I don't even have a
Oops.
Noivern yet.
Me neither.
But that would be so cool if I could get a shiny Noibat. I know it's very unlikely.
Very
I'm
unlikely.
awfully bad at hatching eggs, so meh.
Well, with, working at the golf course, it's really easy for me, but still. Doesn't mean I'm that lucky to get a Noibat that shiny. I mean, it's hard to hatch a fucking Noibat in general, but the shiny one is. Yeah, good luck. I'm sure I'll see it on Twitter.
Oh, and there's another
Get the
pose.
fuck out of here.
Zombie. Woo.
Wow, this is dope. Hold on, yeah, I guess I'll go ahead and show my fantastic two viewers again. That's pretty awesome. Yeah, I'm digging that. I like that.
Super cool.
Oh man,
I like that. I
wow.
like that lantern one better though.
Yeah, I really like the lantern one too. But I do like both. They're both really cool. So let's see, new avatar items. Okay. What do we get, babe?
The Dusclops costume. So, for the people on TikTok, we just showed the pose for. It's that outfit that they were wearing. The Dusclops head wrap. So it's going to be the clothes, the head wrap, and then you can get a Zubat headband.
I'm not gonna lie, the Dusclops head wrap would actually look pretty cool with like other clothing items too.
Yeah.
So yeah. All right. So we got the spooky event coming up. I'm liking it. I'm
Yeah,
liking it.
for sure, for sure.
Yeah, oh yeah, we also have Dratini.
The Community Day Classic.
For Dratini. So yep. Katie just said it, our Community Day classic for November. It's going to be Dratini. It's going to be Saturday, November 5th from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. I guess they're switching the hours. I mean, it's been 2 to 5 for a while now, but earlier in the year it was 10 to
It
or
still kind
11
of
to
doesn't make sense
1,
though
11 to 2.
because of daylight savings coming up. That's literally
Yeah, that's
when daylight
bad.
savings switches,
Yeah, that's bad. So
or the 6th or whatever. But
no,
still,
that's right. I mean,
you
that's
would
right.
switch on the 5th.
Yeah, because
So it's just gonna be
yeah.
darker then.
Yeah, it's gonna be
And if they're
bad.
gonna do that whole raid thing that they've been doing, you really want people walking around out in the
Yeah. I enjoy
dark?
it.
For safety precautions of younger players, that's just not
Oh,
safe.
I enjoy it.
I'm not saying you.
I know. Everybody enjoys it though. Let's see. Our bonuses obviously increase spawns. You get 3 times catch Stardust. Gotta love that. I'm definitely gonna be involved with that shit. 3 hour incense and 3 hour lures. Featured attack.
Draco meter. So you have
Ooh.
to evolve it into a Dragonite in
Yes.
order for it to have that. Don't forget about your photo bombs. There's gonna be field research tasks and like they've been doing with the other community days, you can get the dollar research to have. But if you don't have a shiny Dratini, it's pink, and
It's
then
pink.
the Dragonair is pink, and then the Dragonite is green. So that'll be a good time.
What did we? This is Ah, Katie got Litwick right for the Community Day predictions. I forgot to mention that.
So at the beginning of the year, if you don't listen to the podcast or you just started listening to the podcast, we made Community Day predictions for the entire year. So we started with February and we went until November because in December they always do all of the Community Day Pokemon for December. You want to go over yours?
Yeah, I guess I'll do mine real quick. So February, I said hip hop. I said hop hip.
Hip hop.
March, I said clink. April, I went with Tynamo. May, I said Chespin. Dino for June, got that one right. July, I said Fennekin. August and September, I fucked up.
Should have switched them.
I should have switched them. So. Oh, no. July was Starly. July was Starly. What was August?
August was. Oh man, gonna make me
Yeah.
think.
Go ahead and go check it out. So yeah, August and September, I had these Pokemon did have community days. So August, I chose Roggenrola, which was actually in September. And then Starly, I ended up choosing for September, so I'm a little bit bummed about that. But then I also said Gullet for October, and November I went with Pidove.
Zigzagoon, Galarian Zigzagoon.
Zigzagoon,
That
that's right.
was
That was cool.
August.
And then September was Rock and Roller. Okay.
And then I got October where I said Litwick.
Yes.
Oh my God! So I guess somebody beat the raids. I guess the raids are over, but Liquid's flying and they're lighting up. Same
Wait,
with
what?
Morlot.
How? Dude, wait, what? How are we able to do that?
I have no idea.
We shouldn't be able to click on them. That's wild. All
Da-da.
right, well, in that case, I think we're actually going to go ahead and hop on off here, and we're going to call it quits for the night. We're going to do some more Litwick shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so we'll go ahead and say, you know what? Do you want to do your community day guesses real quick?
I said PETA for February, Chikorita for March, Poliwhirl for April, Oddish for May, Togepi for June, Rufflet for July, which I
That was a good
kind
one.
of, it didn't have a community date, but it did have an event in
Yeah.
July.
Braviary.
August, I said Vulpix, Lavatar, I said was September, Litwick for October, and then I said Hoot Hoot for November. So far, I got one right. Chris got, I'd say, I'd give you
I got
two
two
and a half.
right.
I'd say two and a half because you guessed the right Pokemon. It was
You
just the wrong months.
get Oh, you just got Litwick.
Yeah.
That's okay. Well, all right. I think we'll go ahead and call that quits. Yeah, we got a good bit of shinies for Litwick, but we're gonna go get some more fucking shinies. So,
Hopefully make that more. Yeah.
So until next time, we're gonna do it spooky this time.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm going for?
No, I don't.
Okay, we're just gonna go boo.
Oh,
Right.
okay.
All right. So until next time. Boo!
Boo.